Oppan Gangnam Style. Live from Presidential Palace in Seoul, South Korea. It's Ring Azam Brothers Alligator Resting Hour. 30-minute hard-hitting no-hold-bar discussion about exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With host, eldest, best-looking of Ring Azam Brothers, actor, singer, guitar player, and attorney who is the legal representative of International Organization of Wrestlers of Alligators who are professional, a very good man who can cut hair, Richard J. Ringhausen-san. And also, very much host,
Oppan Gangnam Style.
Highly respected artist of metal things, a dangerous wielder of weaponry, six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, an athlete who at Olympics Barcelona, Spain in 1992 won silver medal for alligator wrestling. Very respected and very humble, youngest of Ringhausen Brothers, and distinguished star of show, Alan J. Ringhausen-san.
Yay! There you go.
And what is this noise?
Never but a dance.
What is this?
Gangnam Style.
I had never heard that.
This was a gigantic international hit.
Thing.
It had its own dance that went with it. I know. Did you look up the video since
no.
Your brother Brad and I pointed this out? And your son, okay, your son broke into the dance.
So we're at Christmas time, and Alan references this song, whatever you call it. What's the name of it?
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. And I said, I have no idea what you're talking about. At which point, the brothers all start making this noise and dancing around in this crazy spastic dance.
Well, I played the song is why they started getting spastic.
I guess that my youngest, or my son, he's my youngest son, and my oldest son. He's my only begotten son, also knew this dance. Apparently, I was the only one in the room that didn't. The only one in the room that acted sane.
Well, you were the oldest one in the room at the time.
Yeah, so?
Well, that's...
Oh, you're saying I'm not with it?
I think you're out of touch, yeah.
I don't think so.
Pretty cool song. And we were lucky to get an actual Korean announcer to step in.
That was handy,
and do
wasn't
the
it?
Intro.
It was nice. Remember,
that's the beauty of the internet. You just reach out to someone, and they're willing to help you out.
Neat, wanted Korean announcer.
Yep. Boom.
Got it.
We used to do that at the radio station. Different announcers. So we had the guy that did the intro to our show that was Irish. Remember that? We had an Irishman.
Yeah. He sounded like a leprechaun.
Yeah.
He sounded like he should be selling Lucky Charms.
And then we had the guy that sounded like
Don Walter, Bardo.
Sounded like Walter Concrete.
Concrete.
we had several different ones at one point in time.
Get anything you want.
And now we've got a Southern Korean. You could tell he had that Southern accent.
Yeah, he had a bit of a Southern accent. You know, we just got back from Christmas, right?
Just got back from Christmas, yeah.
And driving down to St. Louis, Brother Brad hosted Christmas this year.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay.
Well, he did. So we had to drive to St. Charles to Christmas to see Brother Brad and the family there. And on the drive,
I've been thinking about that. I want to interrupt you. It's great that Brad hosted it, but he should have rented a hall closer to where we live
and then catered it himself.
Yes. And then we could have not had all this drive time.
He should have been more respectable.
He should have been thinking of others. Instead of being such a selfish scumbag.
Brad thinking of others. There's something interesting and different.
Okay. So, you were starting to say.
A couple weeks ago, I talked about riding on Fanboat in the Everglades.
Yes, you did.
And we talked about this crazy guy drive Fanboat.
Spider.
Yes, but whatever, Skeeter, Spider, something like that. And that I asked him whether or not they drag race the fan boats when no one was around, right?
Yes, you said that.
He was just excited about how they crazy drive the fan boats. Not more than like 2 weeks after that, I see on the news there's a crash in the Everglades from the same company that I went on where a bunch of people went to the hospital, two fan boats crashed into each other.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if one was your boy.
I was wondering that too.
You must have inspired him to really push the limits.
Because,
pushing the envelope.
Because when they, when we rode that, there's no safety straps, nothing holding you down, no seat belts, no harnesses. You're just sitting like on a plank while some drug runner flails around the Everglades like crazy.
Did you ask if you had a license to operate that craft?
It's Florida, man.
Okay.
No license to do stuff like that.
When you think of... And I haven't given this any analysis at all, but just in something you just said, it's Florida. Do what you want. What do you, when you think of a lawless state in the 50 United States, which one do you think of as being wild and lawless?
Texas.
Texas?
Or Alaska.
I was thinking Alaska.
Who knows what they do up there?
Nebraska. They don't have any rules, do they?
Don't have any people.
Yeah, well, there you go. Makes it easier, doesn't it?
Really does.
Texas is wild. Always was, always will be. What movie is that from?
That's from Fandango.
Yeah, it is. Kevin Costner said it.
Kevin Costner's first movie. What I was about to say about that drive down here is that we're listening to the local St. Louis, for the people who don't know. We're near St. Louis, so you can get St. Louis radio stations.
We don't live here, but that's where we were for that day.
Correct. And we're listening to Christmas songs down there, and the song Not Silent Night, White Christmas comes on, and it's being sung by, I don't know, is there a Miranda Lambert out there, or is that a real person?
Yeah, there's such a thing, such a person.
You know, Silent Night, iconic song, who do you want to hear sing Silent Night?
Do I want to sing Silent Night? I don't know.
Bing Crosby!
I was thinking more, doesn't he sing White Christmas?
That's what I meant. What did I say?
You said Silent Night.
No, I'm talking about White Christmas.
Okay, again, it's that H thing, Rick.
No, shut up.
I don't know how many more of these podcasts you got in you.
When I said Silent Night, I meant White Christmas. Okay?
Okay.
I want to hear...
We were all supposed to know that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Bing Crosby, don't you expect... My question is...
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Who do you expect to sing
Gene
that?
Gene Autry.
Yeah, there you go.
Once a song reaches
Blue Christmas.
Wow. Elvis.
Yeah, okay.
And I heard like, I don't know.
Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
I heard like Meghan Trainor singing that.
Yeah. Ain't right.
What? I just don't get it.
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
It better be Paul McCartney.
Yeah, I mean, why else
would Happy Christmas War is Over. I hear like Michael Blue Bay singing that.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
It better be Patsy and Elmo, right?
Yeah. Or Elmo and Patsy.
St. Elmo and Patsy.
Right. St. Elmo's Fire.
If I want to hear Jingle Bells, I want to hear dogs singing it, not Frank Sinatra.
I hear you, brother.
So here I was cranky on Christmas when I came down, just because I'm having to listen to Christmas carols.
The wrong person singing the song.
Although, I will say this. Let me go. I'm going to backpedal a little on White Christmas. Who are the guys that sing the... Doom, 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 doom version.
That's the cab driver guys right now.
Is that Drifters? Is that the Drifters?
Drifters, maybe.
I think it's the Drifters sing that. That's a good version of White Crit.
Okay.
Or of White Crit, of Silent Night.
Forget to take your medicine today, Rick.
I just did that one for you because I knew it would. I knew it would tickle your fancy.
Now, yesterday, your wife said, "Alan, Rick's failing.
She did not say that. Did she? She did not. No, you're thinking of your wife. She said Rick's failing.
They're both right.
Okay, Christmas. When's the last time that you went Christmas caroling, where you went from house to house singing Christmas carols?
I've never done that.
Ever. Never.
Never.
It's a thing, though. People do that.
Many more.
I've done it in Hardin. Calvin Entertainment Company, Christmas caroled a few years. Went from house to house singing.
Why? What was the point of that?
Because people like that.
I'd turn my sprinkler on.
If people came out on your front, you hear, what's that noise? It's someone singing Silent Night or White Christmas out on the front yard.
I'd turn off all the lights and start shooting a shotgun out in the backyard.
Who's there? Who's there?
What do you think? Is that the appropriate response?
Yes, Scrooge, that's exactly right. You're going to make Bob Clampett work on Christmas Day, too?
Bob Clampett cartoon? What?
Cratchit.
Oh, okay. Wasn't Bob Clampett the guy who gave us Cecil the Obedient Serpent?
Yeah, we sang that one day when Johnson was on here, remember?
Who's Johnson?
You know, that relative of Dr. Fong.
Okay.
We haven't had Dr. Fong on for a while. We need to have him again one of these days.
Probably need to have him on here.
Okay, so you had a topic you were wanting to talk about.
I don't have any topics.
I thought you had like a whole list of them.
Okay, I went to Portland, Oregon. You ever been to Portland, Oregon?
Yes, I have. When we went out on that incredible drive to the West Coast with our parents when we were kids in the sedan, they drove
the most epic adventure since the days of Lewis and Clark.
Pretty close, except they circled around. We did Petrified Forest and the Grand Canyon, and then they decided to visit Granny's brother, who lives in Portland, Oregon. Like, Portland, Oregon's right next door to the Grand Canyon, Arizona. We drive up there and then drive back to Disneyland.
Did here's what
in
I
Anaheim.
What I don't know is, did they warn him that we were coming?
Oh, I hope not. Isn't it great to think of just dropping in on some relative with all your family and kids and mother-in-law?
Because there wasn't texting or emailing or any of that stuff then. You gave somebody a phone call from your home.
Yeah.
And you didn't do any more calling until you arrived.
And that was a long-distance call, so maybe they made one and maybe they didn't.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I was in Portland. I've been to Portland several times now. Portland is one weird city. Okay, so I'm walking.
When you talked about the most lawless places in America, that's pretty close.
Yeah, it really is. You know, I was there for a conference, so I stayed in kind of the downtown area of Portland, which is weird and wild in its own way. I'm walking down the street. This is the middle of the day, I was on a break during this conference. And, you know, when I go to the conferences in different cities, I like to see that city a little bit. I don't want to just be in a convention center.
Like, if you
time.
Were in a rock band tour in the country after you performed your song, your concert that
then
night,
I'd go around,
you'd want to go around and look at the city, yeah. Not just go from airport to airport.
So, anyway, I'm heading to this quick shop. I want to get a soda. And as I'm going down the street, I see a person walking in front of me. And this person's tall.
Is this where you attacked the hobo?
No.
Oh,
that
go
was
ahead.
A different city. I didn't attack him. I just yelled at him a little bit for making fun of me. So anyway, I'm walking down the street, and this person's walking in front of me, tall, and wearing a super tight, super short, green, sparkly dress. It was...
a big woman.
It was something to see. Well, part of the height was because of the platform heels. I mean, we're talking like 8-inch heels. I mean, just insanely high heels. And long, flowing brown hair. Anyway, the person stops and I go on by. And, you know, I couldn't help but, you know, glance back, take a look at, you know, what we got going on here. And it's this dude, like, with, like, 4 days of beard growth.
Huh.
and just stumbling, you know, just bombed out of his gourd in his sparkly green tight mini dress and high heels. And so I walk on by.
Did he have nice legs?
Long legs, very long legs.
Go ahead.
And I go on into the quick shop, and when I come back out, he is now sitting on the sidewalk, leaning against the wall of the quick shop I had just gone into. And when I glance down, he's got a syringe and is shooting up right there on the street, middle of the day, in his sparkly green mini skirt and high heels.
So when you...
And beard.
When you flip through the guidebook for Portland saying top 10 attractions...
That wasn't in there. That wasn't in there.
Probably should have been.
All right. No travel guide prepared me for that. You know, it's just... You
Portland's one of those open cities where...
Yeah, they don't arrest people for drug use or homelessness or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you want to go...
live free.
Sleep
over there.
Climb up some statue in front of the public library and sleep in the arms of whatever statue that is. They're not going to bother you.
I think if you start doing damage or blocking traffic or, you know, I think potentially causing harm to another person.
That's tarred with a pretty wide brush, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not much that constitutes grounds to get stopped for doing something in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm thinking.
So the next time you went to Portland, did you wear real high platform shoes? And
got no desire to do anything that dude was doing.
Okay, just checking.
Nope.
Not even the four-day growth?
No, I could probably deal with that during hunting season.
It is hunting season, isn't it?
So anyway, but the other thing that they have in Portland, besides, you know, ridiculously tall cross-dressing drug addicts, is the Jelly Belly Factory.
No,
did you know that?
The Jelly Bean Factory?
Yeah.
You know, when we were kids, Jelly Belly was not a thing.
No, it didn't exist. I mean, there were jelly beans.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I mean, Ronald Reagan was eating them like they were going out of style.
Yeah, but they were bigger. They were jelly beans like the size of, what, pigeon eggs, maybe?
I think Brock's made a jelly bean.
Yeah.
Like,
and they were like
flavors.
I was about to say that. It was like when Lifesavers first came out. There were just like five flavors of them.
You get an orange, a green, you know, like a lemon, a red cherry. Some purple that's going to be some spice thing. You didn't really know what the hell it was.
On jelly beans now you're talking.
Yeah, and they had like a whitish one that was pineapple, I think.
And a black licorice.
And black licorice.
So that you'd leave a bowl of jelly beans out and you'd see them. It was really interesting when you lay a bowl of jelly beans out. It was like a psychological story. You'd lay them out and it was a mixture of jelly beans.
And what's going to be left?
As the days go by, that jar of jelly beans or bowl would become more and more purple, white, and black. And eventually it would whittle down to just the spicy white ones and the black ones, and then eventually just the black ones.
I love the black ones. I didn't then, grant you, but I've grown...
But as you've grown older and lost your taste buds...
Well, it takes more to stir them up.
You can eat black jelly beans.
I can eat them.
See, Dad used to eat them, and I just thought that was kind of a mark of...
Like he's tough.
I was going to say insane.
Oh, okay. Either way. So, Jelly Bellies are wonderful. You eat Jelly Bellies, and you know they got like 47 flavors. You can get a bag, assorted Jelly Belly jelly beans, and there's like 47 different flavors.
Yeah.
But you can also get specialized flavors that, you know, like tropical flavors, or you can get like fruit drink flavors, or you can get just all one flavor.
Like liquor flavored.
Yeah. Or you can get like the horrible flavored ones.
Yeah. What's the point of that?
Yeah, I don't know. But they play a game with them, you know. There's a board game, a Jelly Belly board game.
No.
Yeah, there is.
This is like in, what was that?
Harry Potter movie. They had those bad flavored jelly beans.
What was that show about devils and wizards and stuff?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, Harry Potter. He had like bad taste.
Isn't that what I just got done saying?
Well, I know what I was thinking while you were saying it.
Anyway, here's what I'm struggling with. Is they can make hundreds and hundreds of different flavors of jelly beans. I mean, and they taste a lot of them, not all of them. A lot of them are really accurate in what, you know, they're calling it.
Uh-huh.
And it's just candy. You know, I mean, it's not anything natural going in there. It's all laboratory-made flavorings. And they can make all these different things that are wonderful, granted. Why can't they make a single medicine that tastes good? They can make all this other stuff, but they can't make a single medicine that tastes good. And the medicine costs a hell of a lot more than the jelly beans.
Let me tell you something.
Wait a minute. That's my line.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you something anyway. Remember back when I had my heart AFib thing?
I don't really remember when you had a heart.
When I had my heart problem.
Oh, I didn't hear that last part.
Doctor said, take baby aspirin every day. Okay. Those are the most delicious little aspirins, those little orange-flavored baby aspirins.
The kind that melt in your mouth?
Oh, they're just delicious.
Yeah.
I should have been taking baby aspirin my whole life.
Are you taking them now?
No, I quit again.
Do you have some here?
Now Sue, you know, they said, get some aspirin. Sue comes back from the store with like a bottle of generic aspirins, and they're all about the size of a nickel.
Okay. Can you actually go out and buy an aspirin?
You betcha.
I mean, like an Anacin or Excedrin, or remember those commercials? Yeah. This is an Excedrin headache.
Yeah. And it'd take two.
But they come in like a little tiny tin thing, and there'd be like a dozen of them in there.
I know. That was cool marketing, wasn't it?
That was cool marketing.
No, this comes in a jar, and there's like 300 of them.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, if you're going to take an aspirin every day, you buy them in bulk. You can bring a 50-gallon drum of them out.
Well, you have a headache. Maybe you should try some acetaminophen. I buy it in bulk because I can get it cheaper that way.
Yeah. Ghostbusters. That's why I invite clients instead of friends to my party.
He was great in that movie.
I love the way he threw that line off. Like clients instead of friends. Yeah,
I did that. Not that line, but something similar to it. I was out fishing one day, and I'm sitting in a boat, and it's me and these two other guys in the boat. And you know, we'd been out fishing.
Drinking.
A bunch of times. They were drinking. I wasn't drinking.
Someone had to drive the boat.
Man, we are catching, you know, like, some of the biggest crappie I've ever caught in my life. And we're just catching one after another. And the sun's shining, you know, the temperature's just right. And it was a beautiful day. And I said, and we're all, like, man, this is great. I said, I can't. The only thing that would make this better is if I could have shared this time with my friends.
They all look at you like.
Well, one of them just laughed like crazy. The other one's like hurt. I'm like, who are you in the boat with, you know?
I was going to say, who do you know that's sensitive?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm guessing that wasn't any of the brothers.
If he can't take that, he shouldn't be fishing with me.
Well, you shouldn't be fishing anyway. It's the most boring, horrible thing on earth to do.
Not when they're biting. Not when the crappie are big, buddy.
You know what they say. You want to kill a man? Hit him in the head. You want to kill him over the course of a long period of time? Teach him to fish.
Hmm. I don't remember that one.
That's
any of your kids fish?
Bing Crosby said that. No, of course not. Why would I teach him that?
None of them.
When I wanted them punished, they got spanked. Make them fish.
Wow. None of them fish? None of them hunt?
What was that daughter of yours that was in here? The one whose name we can't remember.
Yeah,
she do a lot of fishing, does she?
She doesn't fish or hunt.
Uh-huh.
Now the younger one,
the one that thinks Uncle Dennis is the best uncle.
I got one that thinks that.
Yeah, go ahead.
She fishes, and like she takes a fishing pole and keeps a fishing pole in her car at all times.
Why?
Because she loves to fish.
Yeah, at all times. What, she's like driving down the road and see a pond, just whips over and says, I think I'll catch me a fish here.
It's better than, you know, getting someplace and you see this beautiful lake and you see other people catching fish and you think, man, I wish I had my fishing pole. She's not like that. She just pulls it out of the trunk of her car and puts on a lure and starts fishing.
She catch them, she throw them back in?
She eats them right then.
Raw. Well, that's sushi, isn't it?
Are you familiar with this food item, poke?
I know what Pokemon is.
It's like a raw fish in a bowl, poke.
No. Talk about it.
I mean, there are restaurants that are specifically poke restaurants. And it's like fish in a, you get like a little bowl of rice and raw fish and I don't know what else they put on it. Just the whole thought of it is so horrible, I can't stand it.
Doesn't it seem like that's the sort of restaurant that would really smell bad? When you go to a sushi bar, don't they smell like raw fish?
Well, I'll let you know once I go to one.
Yeah,
you know, I take that back. My kids, you know, are into sushi, and they insisted that I go with them to a sushi restaurant. So I did. It was horrible, and I've never gone back.
Yeah.
But at least I, you know, tried. I tried, Rick. Tried real hard. What was that? Trying real hard. Oh, that was Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, I'm trying real hard to change. That was Samuel L. Jackson in the restaurant.
Samuel L. Jackson.
When he's about to shoot somebody.
He's trying real hard to change.
Good commercial.
Okay, go ahead and do a commercial, Rick.
Today's episode of the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Dr. Ferd's Eagle Down Pillows, the single most comfortable pillow in the world. As everybody knows, down feathers lack the interlocking barbules of pinaceous feathers, making them extra soft and fluffy. And of all the eagle feather-producing birds in the world, it is the Alaskan bald eagle that has the softest down of all. Only Dr. Ferd has the resources to produce the Eagle Down pillows. His team of ornithologists scour the wilds of Alaska, seeking out abandoned eagle nests where they carefully gather bags of the precious down feathers. And no matter what you may have read on the internet, Dr. Ferd does not have a giant eagle confinement factory in Indonesia where the eagles are raised in crates, slaughtered in an abattoir, and have their down feathers plucked by child labor, their beaks ground into powder, and their carcasses fed to dogs. These are all lies perpetuated by the cutthroat pillow industry. So when you're ready to soar off to slumberland on eagle's wings, lay your head on Dr. Ferd's Eagle Down Pillows. And if you really want to soar, reach for a bottle of Dr. Ferd's Eagle Aphrodisiac Powder. These claims have not been verified by the Food and Drug Administration.
You know, the interesting thing, you know, not that I believe any of that stuff that you just read, but the interesting thing is that the American bald eagle has been delisted. It's no longer on the threatened and endangered species list. There's so many of them now.
Can you hunt them?
I don't think you can hunt them. It's still the national bird.
I was going to say, I kind of recollect... back in my prosecuting days over in Calhoun County, that there was some issue with someone that shot an eagle.
I kind of remember that's been like 20 years ago or something.
But I think,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I think the issue was that, or what it turned, that he was shooting at something, didn't know he shot an eagle and then panicked and
tried to hide it or something.
Tried to hide it and idiotically mentioned it to one of his friends. That,
oh, my gosh.
You know, who a trusted friend who, of course, you know, starts squirming the first time a conservation officer looked at him. He ratted his buddy out.
He was just too strong of an American to let this go, right? Is that what it was about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think it was, I really think it was an idiot who accidentally shot the, I mean, everything that I saw evidence-wise said that was the case. Don't shoot eagles or use heroin. And by the way, you know, I looked up that song of yours by Eric Burden and War.
Yeah.
And it does not say anything about that being a heroin song.
You're looking in the wrong places, man. You got to go deeper.
I looked up Eric Burdon's autobiography,
yeah?
And there was a chapter, What This Song Is About.
Uh-huh.
And apparently they're recording, they'd come up with like the basic recording parts of it, and someone spilled wine on the console of the mixing board, and that they wrote the lyrics based on that.
I could see where someone like you would believe that story as opposed to what it's really about, but yeah, whatever.
Now tell me why they didn't walk on the moon, too.
See, yours is more the walk on the moon theory than mine. Mine's the true story. Yours is the made-up thing.
What a bunch of
just for convenience sake. Anyway. Rick, we're out of time.
That's impossible.
We're out of time, and plus you're going to have to do a lot of editing here, so I think it's probably best if we say goodbye for now.
See you later from Rick Gator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Accept no substitutes.